Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Silas Toney's book, Seasons, The Beautiful Transition, captures the essence of change and how it shapes our lives. Through poetic verse, Silas asks readers to reflect on what each season has to teach us. His vivid imagery and poignant reflections create a tapestry of inspiration, rooted in the understanding that every phase of life, no matter how painful or joyous, holds a purpose. Born in Sumter, South Carolina, Silas is no stranger to the ebb and flow of life's experiences. The youngest of nine children, through the metaphor of the seasons, he offers readers a unique journey, guiding them to discover the beauty and wisdom in life's transitions. Silas Toney, author of Seasons, The Beautiful Transition, is our guest on This Week in America. Silas, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Good morning, Rick. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
I love what you've done with this beautiful book, the pictures, the cover, the inspiration inside. It's so moving. It's receiving excellent reviews. Let's start with the inspiration for the book. Where did this idea come from?
The inspiration, really, I wondered, we're just getting over that time between winter ending and spring beginning.
Yes.
And for years, I've often wondered about this transition period, because sometimes it's like winter doesn't want to leave, spring shows up early, it gets warm, and then plants begin to bud, and then a cold snap comes and kills the bud. And I just always inwardly wondered, like, what are they doing? What wisdom is winter passing on to spring? What are they talking about? It's almost like a dance.
Yes.
And for years, I've wondered that. And then I just began to write about it. Where I work, I park in the way back. It's a long parking lot, about a 5-minute walk from the parking lot to the building. And during that time is when a lot of these ideas came to me as I was walking, enjoying the cool morning, watching the dew glisten on the grass or on the flowers, hearing the birds begin to sing and a soft wind would blow and how the trees would move almost in a slow motion fashion. And as I was walking into the building, I was just really engaging with all that I was experiencing, and I just began to start writing. So nature really is the inspiration for it.
And the result is Seasons, The Beautiful Transition by Silas Toney, our guest on the program. Silas, S-I-L-A-S, Toney, T-O-N-E-Y, is a website, his name, SilasToneyBooks.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, will take you directly to Silas's website. Who is this book written for? Who did you direct this book? In your mind, who did you see as the reader as you were writing Seasons?
Another great question. Anyone that finds themselves, just say, in a tough season of life, things are not really going their way, and it seems in the midst of it that it will always be that way. So it is written for those people who, for them to realize that this is a season of life. It's an appointed time, and all seasons come to an end.
Yes.
And hopefully, while in that not so good season, they can still find some beauty and not let the negative dominate the entirety of that season.
I've been really looking forward to this conversation today, to delve into some of the seasons and things we take for granted. We just sort of blitz through the calendar and don't pay a whole lot of attention. We probably change our wardrobe accordingly to the seasons, but don't give it a whole lot of thought. Silas breaks it down, a very spiritual and positive book. The book is Seasons, The Beautiful Transition by Silas Tony, our guest on the program. What do you hope readers take away from the book? And I think you touched on that a little bit there, that you understand as a person, we all go through changes and we will come out of this at some point. What's the takeaway? What do you hope the takeaway is for readers?
The takeaway is that I hope readers will begin to see their situation from a different perspective. You know, a lot of times when we have bad situations, there are a lot of lessons in those situations. And if we would look for the lessons during those times, I think it would make those times a little more bearable. And again, understand that it is for a season only, and that there's purpose in each season. Each season, spring, winter, fall, summer, they all have things that we love and hate about them. So does seasons of life. But I would encourage viewers, readers, to look for the beauty in each season of life.
You know, we tend to put seasons in a category. I love spring, end of story. Summer is great, end of story. I hate winter, end of story. You go through all of the different seasons and you point out almost like sub-seasons, aren't there, in the seasons, where there are aspects of that particular season that you really like, and then there are negative aspects as well. We have a tendency to dread, especially up in the Midwest, up north, but that's got the happiest time of the year, Christmas time. So they're really, seasons bring a little bit of everything in them, don't they?
Absolutely. That's a great point. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Winter, the cold, the sleet, you know, the ice, the rain.
Yes. Yes.
All of that prepares the earth for the beautiful change of spring. So there's purpose in that cold. It's a restorative period for the earth. Even plants, their roots begin to grow deeper. But as stated, yes, there's just like in spring here in North Carolina, the beautiful flowers, the warming of the weather, but we have pollen, and pollen wreaks havoc on a lot of people here in North Carolina. Fortunately, I'm not affected by it, but yeah, with that beauty comes allergy season. So what are you going to focus on? Are you going to give more authority to the allergies or more authority to the beauty of spring, the newness, the blooming of flowers, the fragrance of spring?
Our guest on the program is Silas Tony. As we go through the conversation, I'm going to ask Silas to read several selections from the book. And again, you talk about each season. You break it down. You have one entitled Winter Splendor. That's when I started reading about winter. I'm thinking, winter splendor, that those two words don't actually go together unless you're an Olympic skier. And I'm reading that, and it's like, you know, there's something there. Like sort of in the middle of it, just to break up the monotony, we have Christmas, which again is the most wondrous time of the year. So there are highs and lows in all of the seasons. The book I mentioned, I love the cover of the book. Of course, I love the content. Photos are excellent as well. Talk about picking out the photography.
Well, actually, those are my photos. I took the photography.
I took
all of those photos. And, but yeah, as I was not, most of the content in the book was written 2019, around early 2019, spring of 2019. But I didn't put it in book form until 2021. And so, but yeah, the photos, I love photos. I love being able to capture a moment and then share that moment, and hopefully who I'm sharing it with can feel what I felt when I captured it. So it's a beautiful way to share. But yeah, I love flowers. I think I photographed them so much because my mom loved flowers. But I wanted a pictorial representation to go along with the words for each season.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really enhances the thoughts in the text. The book is so well done. It's Seasons, The Beautiful Transition by Silas Tony. His website is silastonybooks.com. Silas is a photographer, an artist, an author, spoken word artist. In fact, for his art, he received recognition at the prestigious International Art Contest, one of the most prestigious, the Luxembourg Art Prize in 2022. A man of many talents, where did this love of arts come from? Was that at an early age for you?
It was. It was. I remember in art class, early in school, maybe third grade or so, this love of art. I remember we had one project. I remember one project where we had to cut a picture out of a magazine about 1 inch by 1 inch, paste it to a blank sheet of paper, then right next to the blank sheet of paper, try to draw exactly what you pasted. And I remember, for whatever reason, I chose, it was a picture of a salad, so I cut out a salad. And I pasted it, and I began to draw it with such ease, I surprised myself. I began to paint it. And it was a really good copy. And from that point on, I realized that, hey, I can draw. I can, and quite easily sometimes. But that was the beginning point of recognizing I had that talent.
Well, you do, and you share it with all of us, not only the visual, but the words, the text, the beautiful prose that you put together in Seasons, The Beautiful Transition. Silas Tony is our guest on the program. If you're Googling, it's T-O-N-E-Y, his website, silastonybooks.com. You'll get there by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Have to ask, what is your favorite season? Do you have one favorite, and if so, why?
Yes, my favorite season is autumn or fall.
Yes.
I love it. One, it's a welcome break from the summer. You know, after summer, the humidity, you are ready, so ready for fall. But what I really like about fall is it's that sense of gratitude. I mean, we're thankful all year round, but I think it's almost like the spirit of gratitude begins to fall on us around that time, because we're close. We're coming into to Thanksgiving, and there's this stillness that falls that I sense. It's a stillness. Movement is still happening, but there's this sweet stillness that comes over during the fall. The colors. Even the food is good all year round, but something happens when fall shows up. I think the food just becomes richer, it's deeper. It just seems like there's so much purpose, everything. And it's like the trucker and the ant. I mean, they're still working, and yet there's this sweet rest that falls. And I love burning wood, the smell of burning wood. The food,
yes.
The sense of togetherness.
It's interesting because as you read the book and you go through season by season, things you never thought of, you sort of take for granted you enjoy or you don't enjoy, but you sort of take for granted, you look at in a whole different way now after reading the book Seasons, The Beautiful Transition by Silas Tony, our guest on the program. I want to go back a little bit and talk about the personal connection to your story. You talk about this was basically started as you're walking into work every day, the 5-minute walk, you're observing what's going on around you, and that spawned the idea for this book. What impact did this book have on you when you started doing the research and really thinking through seasons and the changes, just like life, the changes we all go through? What impact in writing this did that have on you?
Just like my hope for the readers, that I have for the readers, that they will begin to see the beauty in each season. That started with me as I was going through the seasons, doing research for the season. For example, my favorite season, the fall. You know, those colors that are displayed during fall, they reside in the leaf all spring and all summer long. But it's at the yielding, them recognizing the season, the time of their death, they release this beautiful display of colors, this beautiful display. And people will drive miles, hundreds of miles, just to enjoy
yes.
dying leaves. That's just amazing to me. And I think in our seasons of life that when we go through a tough time and when we handle it well, I think we offer a beauty that we can offer no other time when we're struggling. When we surround ourselves with people who help us wait well, who help us struggle well during those seasons, we release a beauty that can be released no other time, just like in fall. That's the only time the beauty of those leaves are going to be released.
How important is it for us to realize that we can let go of the old and receive the new, and in many cases, the gladness of the new? We're always interested in something new and all the new possibilities that are on the horizon. How important is that for us to go through these transitions and to let go and to receive?
It is extremely, extremely important, because the things that, just like there's going to be a wardrobe change, right?
Oh,
because
yes.
we're coming out of winter into spring. So those heavy jackets and scarves won't do us a whole lot of good. They would make us miserable in spring and summer. So we have to know when to let go, and that even sometimes even people will come into our lives for just a season. And that can be very difficult, to let go of people. But if we bring what is not necessary into a new season, it can really weigh us down and cause us not to enjoy the beauty of that season. So it's extremely important for us to realize that we can't bring everything, everyone with us as we're stepping into a new season.
You know, the transition is change. And for many of us, we really don't like change. We've sort of got a mindset against change. We become familiar. We want to keep this. Seasons force us into a change, don't they? And if we're open-minded about it, we go through these transitions and we're able to adapt and in many cases enjoy the new circumstances.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And spring and fall, they are those beautiful transitions.
Yes.
Because spring causes us to warm up gradually, just like fall allows us to cool down gradually. Can you imagine going from a cold winter to the dead of summer? Then, you know, that would send shockwaves through our body.
Yes.
But the beautiful transitions, they are so important. And you're right. Change is difficult. And just as we spoke about, I think it becomes more difficult when we refuse to let go of the old, or better yet, we may not realize that we're holding on to the old. And that's what makes the transition difficult.
So much in this book, so many powerful messages, and just pure enjoyment, sitting back and relaxing with a smile on your face as you're reading Silas's book, Seasons, the Beautiful Transition, and going through the various times of the year. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Silas's website, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. I'd like to talk a few minutes about you, your background, and then I will ask you to read several selections from the book. Have you always been a reader? Where did this start for you? And do you remember early on anything that might have motivated you in this direction?
No, I was not an avid reader. Actually, as a young child, I wondered about authors. How did they come up with so many words? That was my mindset as a child. So I wasn't an avid reader, but I think one, reading the Bible helps. I love it is such beautiful language in the Bible. The Psalms are my favorite.
Yes.
I think the language is so descriptive, it just almost puts you there when you're reading it. Charles Dickens, I remember reading The Tale of Two Cities in ninth grade, and it was almost like I was there in the French, you know, the perils of the French Revolution.
Yes.
It was almost like I was there when he talks about the woman with the flower in her head and the wine that was spilled, which was representative of the blood that would be spilled during the war. So those descriptive stories, they really grab my attention.
Let's go back to transitions that you've gone through. I always find it fascinating to talk with an author and see the impact of their art, what it's had on them. Years ago, you probably would have thought, I'm not an artist, you mentioned, you really weren't interested in words. You were sort of overcome by the words and how you would assemble these in vocabulary and telling a story, telling a descriptive story. I understand that after you finish this whole process, you realized that I am an artist. You know, I might not be successful, a well-known artist at this point. I don't have to be. I am an artist. What impact did this writing have on you in realizing who Silas is?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I had taken this this online course with the Matt Tommy. He had this online course called Created to Thrive, and it was really about artists, a Christian artist, and it teaches you more than just about art. It taught you about who you are, who we are in Christ, and that he's the author of creativity. And so he's given us a measure of that creativity, and that we should, and whether or not we are famous, we are well known, you are an artist. You are an artist when you begin to create art, whether anyone ever knows your name or not. And just understanding that, right? You don't have to wait for the world to know your name for you to accept the title of artist.
Our guest is Silas Tony. Silas is an artist, a photographer, an author, spoken word artist. This book is Seasons, The Beautiful Transition. Talk about, and just another question on the process. Do you have a favorite place to write? Talk about how you go about this. How, when you were walking through the parking lot, you had all of these ideas. Did you run into work and write them down? Maybe clock out early so you take your lunch break early so you could write down all of these ideas. How do you capture all of these ideas? How do you put them all together? Do you have a particular place that you like to write?
It's funny you should ask that, because what you said is exactly what would happen. Like I said, on the walk, that 5-minute walk from the parking lot to the building, I would get these ideas.
Yes.
And as soon as I got in front of my computer at work, I would write. So a lot of what's in the book was written while I was at work. And it didn't take away from me doing my work, but I needed to get it written down as soon as possible.
Yes.
So as soon as I got to my computer, I would write down what I experienced on that walking into work that day. And it just began to accumulate and accumulate. And most of my writings are on my work computer. I'm working on getting them transferred to my personal computer. But really, that's where I wrote most of the content in this book.
Interesting. You have all these ideas work as you're walking into work, and I can see people going, anybody see Silas? I saw him walk in about 10, 15 minutes ago. He's at his computer. I don't know what he's typing, but he's going crazy at his computer. Well, he was writing this book. The book is Seasons, The Beautiful Transition. Silas Tony, our guest on the program. As we wrap things up today, I'd like to have you read several selections, if you would, from the book. And let's talk about spring on the horizon. We've talked about that and the different aspects of spring. Would you share that with us?
Absolutely. This piece is called Spring on the Horizon. And as I stated earlier, it's about that conversation I was wondering if winter and spring were having. Spring on the horizon, and all the days of winter not yet fulfilled. Winter proclaims, this is my time. Shall not all my days come to pass? After all, are there not four seasons? And all the while, spring with great expectation awaits her triumphant entry. The excitement at which spring anticipates her moment, expressed in the early budding, hints of green invade the skyline, blossoms of color dot the landscape. Her fragrance, like none other, arises. She can barely stand it. Beautiful is this transition. Cold nights lead to cooler mornings. Mornings met with coats and sweaters. By noontime, garments are shed, welcoming the warmth of the bright sun and the melodies of a songbird. Still teased with an east-northeasterly breeze, just strong enough to fully enjoy the warmness that spring offers and the fading glory of a proud winter. Trees sway in an almost slow motion, likened to a dance in rhythm with the wind. The sun, brilliant and soft, evokes smiles of gratitude. Nostalgia overtakes the senses. Cotton candy clouds painted against a magnificently blue canvas. A surprisingly yet inviting kiss on the cheek by the last days of winter and the first days of spring. Spring calls out to winter. No, she beckons him. Come away with me. Rest and be renewed by my first fruits. Winter joyfully surrenders.
So well done, and you capture so much there, and you use the word tease. That's really, especially early on in spring, a tease, isn't it? We see some of the green, we enjoy the warm weather, and we could even have snow after that period. So it does tease us for a while, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
And I like the word nostalgia. There's nothing like spring when you get all of those thoughts of spring and being outdoors and going to ball games and playing with the kids in the neighborhood and all of that. You've captured the essence. And another thing that I smile when you're talking about it is the clothing change. You can tell by the way people are dressed who's an early riser that gets to work early, who gets there a little later. Some people will go in, you'll see them later in the day, they may even have a sweater on, a light jacket, a sweater. Other people are in short sleeve shirts, and it looks strange. But you can tell by wardrobe, actually, when some of these people get up, because it is cold in the morning, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's just one of many of the essays, the stories in Seasons, The Beautiful Transition by Silas Tony. And I'll ask you now to close with another selection. This one, I Am the Plea of the Unborn. If you would, please read that for us.
Yes, thank you. This is a very emotional one. And I'll be real quick, just a small, quick explanation. 2019, the president did a State of the Union address, and then President Trump was the very first president that ever called abortion what it was. I mean, just called it what it was. And here in North Carolina, there were several legislations passed to offer the unborn more protection. And as I was thanking God for that, I asked a question I never asked before. I was like, God, what would the unborn say to us? If they could speak, to whom would they direct their plea just for the right to live? And so this is what the answer was. I am the plea of the unborn. I am one who's well known before any one of my members were formed. How ironic those who don't know seek to dismember what was formed to make the known unknown. However, my image he's engraved in the palms of his hands. He will not forget me. My walls are forever before him. I am one who is remembered and not forgotten. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, that I might live so my soul can know it full well. I hear of royal priesthood, holy nations, those set apart for the master's use. Could he be speaking of me? Please hear my plea. Who will stand for me? Is it not the same as standing for thee? When you've done it to the least of these, you've done so unto me. Let me live that his spirit may dwell in me. How could my birth be met with such strife? Are they unaware I was created by the way, the truth, and the life? His image on me now full of worth, this he granted before my birth. Mom, Dad, I'm his offspring, not some unknown thing. This you must know. Your own poets have said so. Knitted together in you, not by man, but with his skillful hands. Mom, you've been lied to. This is not the way. Call on him, I pray, for he's known for making a way out of no way. And oh, church, my Savior, I long to know. I fear without your help, I'll cease to grow. Will you fight for me, that I too may proclaim the awesomeness of his name? I am the plea of the unborn.
That is so passionate and powerful, and I need not say any more. That is just one of the many essays, stories, great pieces of literature you will find in Silas's book, Seasons. The book is available wherever books are sold. Seasons, the beautiful transition. Silas's website, silastonybooks.com. I'd like to take a minute or so here at the end, sort of wrap this all up for us. What do you hope the reader gets out of reading this? And any final word for the reader to prepare them for the joyous experience they're going to have as they read this book?
Yeah, I hope they see it as a journey through life's transitions, a poetic journey, if you will, through life's transition. I hope that it offers them hope and that they're able to see the beauty, find joy in every season of life. If they have a favorite season, they may be able to recognize the beauty in the other seasons, and they'll be able to enjoy every season of life, regardless to what season they may be currently in.
That is so true. If you rate them 1 to 4, the seasons, even number 4, you'll find something after you read Silas's book. Anna points out some of those things we have a tendency to overlook. Like I said before, at least in my case, I lump all bad weather, snow, ice, gloomy skies into winter, and right in the middle of that is the Christmas season. So there's something there for all of us. The book has received high praise for its lyrical grace and spiritual depth. Ingraham, a major distributor, featured Seasons in their Christian holiday issue several years ago, highlighting its appeal to those seeking encouragement and solace in times of transition. There's so much here for so many people to help us get through life, the highs and the lows, and to better appreciate the change in seasons and what God has given us. The book is Seasons, The Beautiful Transition. Silas, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with the book. You are a very talented and skilled and gifted artist. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick, again for this opportunity. I thoroughly enjoy it.
It has been a fascinating conversation. I've loved having a chance to read Seasons, The Beautiful Transition, have you on the program to share it with the audience. Again, the book is Seasons, The Beautiful Transition by Silas Tony, SilasToney. Website, SilasTonyBooks.com. Like on by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. I'd like to thank EC Publishing, LLC, for arranging our conversation, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design and marketing tools tailored to your publishing needs, EC Publishing LLC. Once again, Silas, our pleasure having you on the program. Information on the program, information on Silas on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.